However, I don't feel it's necessarily the approach for everybody. As I've mentioned already, Rabbi Nachman and many others take a less rational approach. Again, even Rabbi Nachman himself says it's got to be based on some das, and that some das, you know, it's got to have maybe some of these rational proofs, as well as a person seeing Hashem come through for them many times in their life. You daven for something, you see Hashem come through, etc. Many take them, even contemporary Rabbanim, you know, put it in the way that you can't always prove. I mean, you can prove that you can prove the facts about, like you've done historically in other areas, but obviously you can't prove Hashem. That's impossible. If everybody will agree, nobody can prove the fact that there is a God. You can give compelling evidence, etc. So it's something sometimes beyond, for some people, proving it logically is not always the route. Again, for some people it is. I will also mention that that I think there is a factor that is beyond all this these rational approaches, and that again is in Hashem's cheshbonus. You know, sometimes you have Gilgulim, a person who in a previous Gilgul had a certain tafkid, and in that, for whatever reason, let's say now they're suffering and that they're not going to believe in Hashem, they're being punished in this Gilgul, or the opposite, or they did something right in their previous Gilgul, and therefore they're going to come to this world and they're going to have almost an automatic emunah, and they're going to have a different tafkid in this world. That's just one angle, and there's many other angles of cheshbonis that we can't see and we can't understand. So sometimes you can speak to somebody and give maybe all the rational approaches in the world, but it still won't go in. And sometimes you can speak to somebody and barely prove anything, but they're almost automatically jumping like a magnet to Hashem and to the Torah. So I think there's factors that are beyond that. I've seen that different things definitely speak to different people. I don't at all feel that there's one size fits all. And that's in terms of this Nakuda. And the way I say the second Nakuda that I mentioned, which I actually mentioned in the previous voice note before this, ties into this, is that those that are more, maybe have more of that type of neshama, again, maybe based on previous Gilgulim or more higher things, or I don't know what, Hashem's cheshbonis, people just, many people I've spoken to, they just know that there is a Hashem. Not, you know, and they may have, may be different to how they've been brought up, not always just based on their upbringing, etc., and what they've been told from their teachers and parents. It's just it's a fact for them. It's something that is so obvious, but they can't prove it. They can't prove it, but it's the most basic in the world, and they don't go anywhere near a rational proof. So again, someone like that might automatically come to this, that mode of, just like when finding a shkafa, which I've said one has to come to tefillah, one who automatically knows that obvious fact about Hashem's existence, then they can go straight there to find everything. And that is also one way to come to the Torah. For people who have absolute clarity about that there is Hashem, etc., and they come through tefillah, then when they dive into Hashem and we believe Hashem answers, then suddenly they meet the right people, and that or other avenues that guide them in the right direction.